We're so excited that all of you are here this morning. My name is Luke, one of the pastors here at Westgate Church. Welcome to all of you. A special welcome to the family and friends who have traveled in or come to visit us this morning to celebrate. Pastor Kevin and Grace Meyer, that is sort of the theme of the day, is we are honoring the ministry that he has had at this church and the work that he's done as he prepares to reposition here at the end of this month. So welcome to all of you. Glad you're here. If you're watching online, welcome to all of you as well. Before we get on to that piece of celebration, though, we wanted to give all of us an opportunity to center our hearts on what truly matters this Christmas season, which is Jesus Christ born into this world, Savior to all of us, offering us hope and peace through his work and what he did for us. And we're going to do that throughout a whole new series that we're starting this morning called And He Shall Be Called. We're going to spend some time talking about the different names of Jesus that are used throughout Scripture and what that means for us here today. And I'm really excited. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 9 here for just a few brief moments, and then we're going to take communion together as an opportunity to rest our hearts, center our hearts on him. And so, Pastor Kevin, as we celebrate you and send you into the next season, as I prepare for January and the new responsibilities that are coming my way, I really wanted to ease into that by talking about politics a little bit this morning. And if you don't mind, I was just going to share some of what you were telling me about this current administration and what you think about that. It really caught me off guard, but I do want to talk a little bit about government, though, because the passage we're going to read here in Isaiah for in just a moment talks about the government of Jesus Christ. So if you would follow along with me or just listen as I read these first seven verses of Isaiah chapter 9, it says this: "Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder, for you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be a fuel for the fire." Something exciting is coming. And then Isaiah writes in verse 6, I'm certain this will sound familiar to you. "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen." That is powerful words from the book of Isaiah, prophesying, predicting the coming king who would come into the world and bring all of these good things to govern over the world as it exists. And as you look at verse 7 here, his government and its peace will never end. Government in those days didn't mean democracy. They had no concept of that. Government meant royalty. We have heard this phrase, no kings, be thrown out there. Well, back then it was yes kings. It was all kings. That's all they knew was kings. So I don't know how you feel this Christmas season. I don't know if the idea of a little baby wrapped in lying in a manger really resonates with you and the darkness and the chaos and the craziness of your life. But let's remember this morning that Jesus came in meekness and in might. C.S. Lewis makes the point that during Easter time, we tend to overemphasize the divinity of Jesus, where we really focus in on the resurrection, and that's all we think. We kind of forget about the humanity. And during Christmas time, he says, we tend to overemphasize the humanity of Jesus and forget that when he came, he was divine. He was Lord from the moment he was born into this world. He was king over a government that ruled over all. And what kind of government was it? Well, it was a government of wonderful counsel. It was a government of might and strength. He was a mighty God. It was a government that would be everlasting. He would be an everlasting father over all the seasons, all the iterations, over today, over this month, over this year, over this decade, over your lifetime and mine. An everlasting father. And he would be a prince of peace. No matter what your feelings are about the real government, the existing government here in the United States, certainly this sounds better, right? A government that offers counsel to you when you're feeling low, offers strength to you when you're feeling weak, offers certainty and hope when the short-term concerns of today feel really overwhelming. A government that provides peace in a very anxious time. And so the question is for today, what do we do about that? So Isaiah prophesies that Jesus would come. Jesus comes. He brings his government into fruition. And now we are here 2,000 years later trying to figure out how to navigate the ways of life today. And I want to remind you of this. His government, it says, will not end. His government and his peace will never end. And so right now today, Jesus is Lord. Right now in this moment, God is sovereign over everything that's happening. And those of us that choose to follow Jesus, we have an opportunity to be the king's subjects. Because kings, they don't know anything about voters or citizens or people uprising. They only knew subjects. People who were under the authority of that royal reign. And we live under the authority of Jesus Christ who came. And so my call for all of us as we prepare for communion this morning is to take whatever it is that you're bringing into church this morning. Hard times, deep shame, difficult circumstances, and subject it all to the King of Kings. Subject it all to his rule and his reign. Subject yourself to his power, to his might, to his counsel, and to his peace. What I'd like to do is invite our communion servers to come forward, if you would. Here at Westgate, we offer an open invitation for you to come forward as you're ready to one of the stations that are up here in the front or the two stations in the back. And I want to remind you what I've said a few other times, which is that we don't come forward to take communion as if it's ours for grabbing. We come forward to receive the gift of communion. We come forward to receive the compassion and the mercy and the grace and the love of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, who understands your situation. And we remember that Jesus came, he was born, ruler of all, and servant to all. So he was at a very important dinner the night before he would be on the cross dying. He washed his disciples' feet to show them that a king can get low and serve those that he loves. Then he took bread off the table, simple bread. He gave thanks for it. And he lifted it up and he said, "This bread, this is my body given for you. I'm the king, but I'm now giving up my life for you." So you can eat this bread and you can remember, no matter your circumstances, you can remember me. And then after supper, he took the cup. He said, "This cup now is the new promise the new covenant of my blood shed for you and for all people for all time for the forgiveness of sins. And when you drink of this, remember me. And I would offer this morning, I would add, that as you're remembering, don't just remember who he was, baby born into the world. Subject your life to his authority and his power. Subject your situations and your sins to his grace. Bring to him everything that we all have. We all have that stuff buried down deep inside. Bring him all of that. Your king is ready to see you. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for each and every individual here in this room today. That you are a king who deeply loves his subjects. Who went so far as to give up the throne, to die himself so that we could live. And in the midst of all that we are carrying today, Lord, we bring it to you. We're coming to see you now, to receive the gift freely given of grace through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Come forward as you're able.